What do you plan to do on your next overseas holiday? Instead of sightseeing and souvenir shopping, some Aussies are actually going abroad for surgery. Medical tourism industry offers cosmetic surgery such as nose jobs, teeth whitening, even breast implants, as well as other procedures. But is it really safe? We're joined by public health expert Peter Leggett from James Cook University to find out more. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, how popular is medical tourism and where are people going to do this?
Well, it seems to be quite a popular pastime these days. And I guess in Australia, we're probably looking at least 15,000 people going overseas every year. And internationally, it's a very large business, probably something in the order of 750,000 people travelling around the world. And most people, at least in Australia, are probably going to places like Thailand, Philippines, Malaysia and Singapore.
What are the kind of popular surgeries that Aussies are going overseas for?
Well, it seems to be mainly around the cosmetic surgery type of area. So, indeed, some of the things that you mentioned, breast augmentation is a popular one. Just some minor facelifts, even just minor skin lesions that need sorting out are often done overseas. And the dental area is a big one these days as well. So people that need to have their mouths restructured, particularly as you get older, then obviously you need to look at dental implants and dentures and crowns, which can be very expensive in Australia.
Well, is that why people are doing this? I mean, sort of, is it all about the cost that they're doing this overseas instead of in Australia?
Well, partly it's the cost, and certainly if you look at the differential in costs, it can be a lot cheaper to do it overseas. But there is that a sort of attraction, I guess, of having a bit of a holiday around it as well, and a privacy thing as well. So you can obviously have your dental work or your prosthetic work done in an overseas country, and it's a little bit more privacy about doing it there.
Yeah, I understand that. There's still a little bit of a stigma attached to that sort of work in Australia, isn't there?
Well, it, certainly, if people don't want others to know that they're having it done, then obviously that's an option as well. But I think cost is a significant driver. But these days, certainly, the prospect of recuperating on a beach is a nice one.
Look, are there risks to medical tourism?
Well, there are, Nick. Certainly, if there are the risks, obviously, of the surgery itself. And obviously of the anaesthetic, and these, even the best of hands in Australia can present risks. But then there's a risk that the pre-existing conditions that people take with them, so people may find that conditions like asthma or diabetes and so on could have considerable impact on the surgery itself. But also, of course, you've got the risk of the travel itself. So people travelling to countries where there may be differing levels of infectious disease, for example, obviously these present additional risks on top of the pre-existing ones already.
Look, are these common complications? Do we see this a lot?
Well, certainly the complications really depend on the surgeon and the facility as well. So one of the things to really think about is just how good is the hospital, how good is the surgeon that's going to be doing the work overseas.
Right. Well, I mean, what would you recommend to make this medical tourism safer for people who are interested in doing it?
Well, there's a couple of steps. So that you can take. Obviously, in Australia, we have a very good healthcare system. All the hospitals are accredited, and the people that do the surgery and the medical procedures are also very well qualified and have to undergo continuing professional development. In the overseas environment, there are ways, I guess, of looking at equivalents. So you can actually look at hospitals that are accredited by some of the international agencies, and there are a couple of very large international agencies that do accredit hospitals. In general, I found, at least in our region, the medical fraternity is quite well qualified. Many of them have actually done training abroad, either in America or Australia. So it's really just getting an understanding of who you're dealing with. And the location where the work is going to be done is an accredited facility.
So it sounds like a solid bit of research before you head over is the big recommendation.
That's right. So you really need to know, if the hospital is going to be accredited, what health staff are you dealing with? Are they qualified? Are they credentialed? Perhaps if there is data available for the types of procedures that you're having done, and this is something which is required by accreditation. And obviously, the most important thing from my perspective is what is the follow-up. So obviously, it takes some time to recuperate. Who's going to be looking after the follow-up post-surgery?
Peter, thank you for your time.
Thank you.